DeBorgia Schoolhouse. Along a quiet country road, just off I-90's exit 18, stands the DeBorgia Schoolhouse. At first glance, it is an unassuming wood frame building with white paint coating its clapboard siding. But for the generations brought up in the west end of Mineral County, it is as much as the heart of the community as it was a school. In 1910, DeBorgia's schoolhouse was new, a centerpiece of a growing young town. Nearby stood a couple of saloons and a hotel. But when an August windstorm sent flames whipping down the forested mountainsides, the town nearly met the same fate as neighboring communities Taft and Saltese that were almost completely burned. By the time the smoke had cleared, most everything in DeBorgia was ash. But the schoolhouse stood tall. DeBorgia rebuilt around its school, and for the next century, the schoolhouse not only provided a tangible connection to the town's past, but helped shape its future. After the big burn, the town's population was small, so small, in fact, that one student, Neil Stoughton, had the unique experience of progressing from the first through eighth grades without having a single classmate, a distinction that earned him a place in Ripley's Believe It or Not. Stoughton, who went on to a career in aeronautics that included work on NASA's Apollo and space shuttle programs, recalled many years later, "I'm convinced I got a better education than anyone could today because of the fact I was listening to the older kids' lessons way ahead of my time." The DeBorgia Schoolhouse served as a school until 1958, when low enrollment forced its closure. It fell into disrepair until 1969, when a group of concerned citizens known as the Happy Homemakers took it upon themselves to raise funds, through such things as bake sales and special events, to restore the building for the community. Meetings, elections, and performances have all taken place there. As the schoolhouse's National Register of Historic Places nomination form proclaims, the schoolhouse is a remnant of a past era when rural community life focused on such buildings as gathering and meeting places for a widespread population.